الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله إن الله سميع عليم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحب لله وأبغض لله وأعطى لله ومنع لله فقد استكمل الإيمان أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Let's all recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Respected elders, a few weeks back when we had a Jumu'ah talk, we started a surah from the Qur'an. The understanding of the surah. And the surah was Suratul Hujurat. It's in Juz 26 that you get the surah, Suratul Hujurat. Inshallah, today as well, we'll just try and understand the first couple of ayats of the surah. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Khaliq. He's the one who has created us. And the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us is not just alone, but as a family. He has created us in a family. And not just one family, but many families put together, and that makes a community, that makes a society where we live in. So we are not alone, we are not just one on ourselves, but we live in a family, we live in a community together. Now, in a community, in a society, we'll have people that will be coming from different backgrounds. We'll have people with different mindset. We'll have people thinking in a different way than what we are thinking. Right? We'll have people speaking different languages. Right? So all these kind of different types of people will all live in one community, and we are taught that we should live with unity. We should live with love. We should live caring each other. Now the question comes to our mind is that when all these different types of people, when we'll all live together in a community, how can we live with peace? How will we be able to share that mercy? How will we be able to share that love between us? This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mainly explaining in Surah Al-Hujurat. Surah Al-Hujurat talks about social etiquettes, community ethics. Community etiquettes, how should we be living in a community? That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mainly talking about in Surah Al-Hujurat. Now, you know the different surahs of the Qur'an, the sequence of the Qur'an that we see today. When we open our Qur'an, the sequence of the surahs in the Qur'an, remember, it's also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his wisdom and hikmah, he designed the Qur'an in this way, like how it's in front of us. Obviously we know, the way it was revealed, it's not the same way as it's in the Qur'an. The very first verses to be revealed were, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. But that we find it in the 30th juz. Right at the beginning we find Surah Al-Fatiha, right, and so on. So this sequence that we see in the Qur'an is also min janibillah, it's also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it this way. Now, that is why you'll see there are different explanation and different rabt. Rabt means connection that the scholars have mentioned between the surahs of the Qur'an. For example, you know, the surah that we are discussing now is Surah Al-Hujurat, right? The surah before this, the previous surah, is Surah Al-Fath. We've mentioned this earlier as well. Surah Al-Fath. In Surah Al-Fath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the treaty of Hudaybiyah, Sulha Hudaybiyah. It's a long story, but just briefly, see, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw a dream, and he is going to Makkah al-Mukarramah to perform Umrah. But the people of Makkah are not allowing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform Umrah. So now they have to sign a treaty. The treaty has been signed. Now, when, you know, the agreement was written down, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls Ali radiallahu anhu, that, oh Ali, come and write down, this is what Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. Write down, this is what I'm saying, and write this down. So as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is dictating to Ali radiallahu anhu that write this down, Muhammad Rasulullah, when the Quraysh heard this, they said that, no, you cannot write Muhammad Rasulullah because we don't recognize you as Rasulullah, na'udhu billah. They started saying that this is what our point is, that we do not recognize you as Rasulullah, the Messenger of Allah, na'udhu billah. That's what the people, the Quraysh, said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an ayah in the Qur'an. You know Surah Al-Fath? If you open the Qur'an, the last ayah of Surah Al-Fath begins with Muhammadur Rasulullah. It begins with Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these people, they don't recognize you as Muhammad, as Rasulullah. I'm revealing an ayah in the Qur'an. Everyone, those, whoever will read the Qur'an, they will all recognize you as Rasulullah. Till the end of time, till the day of Qiyamah. Muhammad Rasulullah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So nonetheless, this is the last verse of the previous surah. And in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes on and describes the qualities of the Sahaba, those who are with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions. And one of their qualities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions is ruhama'u baynahum. Ruhama'u baynahum. That these companions, those who are with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they show mercy towards each other. They show mercy towards each other. Now, as we've mentioned earlier, how can we live with unity? How can we show that mercy towards each other in our community? So the next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the entire surah that talks about that. Surah Al-Hujurat. Surah Al-Hujurat. Now, in Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions community or social etiquettes. Social etiquettes. And to begin the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right at the beginning, in the very first ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when we want to live in a community and we want to have that unity in a community, we need to first fulfill each other's rights that we have got upon us. Whatever rights falls upon us, we need to try and fulfill it. And before everyone else's rights comes the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who have believed, لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ Do not go ahead of what Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. Do not go ahead of that. See, you know, once there were few people, there were a group of people from Bedouin, Dihati Bedouin, who came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they started talking amongst themselves that, you know what, this is what we think the matter of deen should be. This is what the fatwa should be. This is what the deen should be like. This is what makes sense to us. I think the Prophet Muhammad should tell this. They started having this discussion right amongst themselves. When they were talking about these things and they were saying that, oh, this is what make sense to us. This is what our opinion is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an ayah in the Quran. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yadayillahi wa rasulih. That in the matters of deen, when Allah says something, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says something, then we are not allowed to pass any opinion from our side. We cannot say, oh, this is what I think should be. This is what makes sense to me. No. When Allah says something, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says something, sami'na wa ata'na. We have listened and we'll obey it. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says right at the beginning. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yadayillahi wa rasulihi. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ and be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the word taqwa, generally in English, you know, we hear this, we hear the word taqwa means the fear of Allah. It's right, it's not wrong, the fear of Allah. The broader meaning of taqwa would be the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The consciousness. We need to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all listening and all knowing. He knows what's in our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's in our hearts. Then in the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the rights of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the etiquette and the manner that we need to show, the respect that we need to show to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawtin nabi. That O you who have believed, do not raise your voice above the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not raise your voice. Now, you know, the context and the reason of revelation of this ayah was that once there was a tribe that came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought the opinion of the Sahaba, the companions, that who do you think should be the Amir, should be the leader of this tribe? And mainly it was Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu who were present there, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought their opinion, that who do you think should be the Amir, the leader of this tribe? So now they were having a discussion. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was of the opinion that this particular man, he should be the Amir. Umar radiallahu anhu says, no, he should be the Amir. Now whilst having this discussion, who should be the Amir, their voices were raised a bit. As their voices were raised, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawtin nabi. That when you are in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not raise your voice. Do not raise your voice. Now, see the status of the Sahaba. See the companions. How much conscious they were on practicing on the ayat of the Quran, all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As soon as these ayats were revealed, it comes in narrations that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he says, by Allah, from today onwards, I will speak as if someone is whispering. You know, when I'll speak in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'll make sure that the respect is maintained to such a degree that whenever I'll speak, I will always speak as if someone is whispering. This was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And Umar radiallahu anhu, you know, when he would speak in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would suppress his voice so much that at times the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to ask Umar, oh Umar, can you please repeat yourself? What did you just say? He would suppress himself. This was the fikr and the concern on practicing on the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, it reminds me of a narration. There was this sahabi, by the name of Thabit bin Qais radiallahu anhu. You know, when this ayah was revealed, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawtin nabi, that O you who have believed, do not raise your voice in front of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When this ayah was revealed, Thabit bin Qais radiallahu anhu was not seen in the masjid for a few days. He was not around in the masjid. Now, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he would see someone not coming in the masjid, he would find it out, why is that person not coming in the masjid? Is everything okay? So, what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did was, he sent some of the sahabas to go and find out where is Thabit bin Qais. So, when the sahaba, the group of the people, the Sahaba, when they went to find out where is Thabit bin Qais, why is he not coming to Masjid al-Nabawi? When they went to his house, they found that Thabit bin Qais was sitting in the corner of his house and he was constantly crying. He looks in stress. He was constantly crying. The Sahaba asked him, "That what happened? Why are you crying so much?" So he said, "That you know, by default, I have got a loud voice. By default, I've got a loud voice." And Allah is saying in the Quran, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi." Do not raise your voice in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I fear that what if I come to the masjid and my voice was to raise in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I fear that I will have to go to Jahannam. Because of this fear, Thabit bin Qais was not coming to the masjid in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Sahaba heard this, they came back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they narrated this, that this is the reason why he's not coming here in front of you, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to them that go back and tell him that you are not from the people of Jahannam, you are from the people of Jannah. You are from the people of Jannah. This was the glad tiding that Thabit bin Qais radiallahu anhu got from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the point I'm trying to explain is that this was the concern the Sahaba had on following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. And inshallah in our next majlis we'll see that this ayah was not just applicable to them, it's also for me and you. Even in today's time, we have to follow and act upon this ayah. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to act upon this. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah.